It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Michael Clinton is the president of marketing and publishing for Hearst Magazines. His latest book is The Globetrotter Diaries, Tales, Tips, and Tactics for Traveling the Seven Continents. He's been to over 120 countries, and he recently spoke with our travel contributor, Elaine LeBaum.
Michael, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Elaine. Great to be with you. Great to speak to my hometown and to you.
There you go. Happy to have you. We'll start off with something that I think will occur to many who are listening. Someone who has been to so many destinations, you've probably got your short list of best and worst places to visit. Let's start with the good stuff. What do you really like?
Well, you know, when you've been to that many places, it's hard to pick some favorites, but I'll take a shot and say, you know, I love Italy, I love Argentina, I love South Africa, I love Thailand, all in very, very different parts of the world. So I could go back to those places again and again.
Okay, and how about some places that were maybe a bit of a challenge that you're not so quick to return to?
Well, you know, I tend to like Southern culture, so, you know, I love Southeast Asia. I'm not so crazy about Northern Asia, so Japan, Korea, you know, nothing against those great cultures. It just, you know, didn't hit me as much as Thailand and Cambodia and Vietnam did. I just sort of connected, and I think people connect to different places when they go to them, and they feel like there's a bit of a simpatico, and that's what I feel in Southeast Asia as opposed to Northern Asia.
Okay, and to that point, connection, to you, what are sort of the touchstones of a destination that just, you know, right away is going to make for a great visit?
Well, you know, it starts with the people. So, you know, how do you connect with the people and how do they connect to you? And, you know, many cultures, like the Italian culture, are very open to visitors. They're very friendly and very much invite you into their homes even. And so the great experiences, I think, always start with the people. And then from there, you know, it goes out to the history and the culture and the food and the art and, you know, all of the things that really create a great experience. But, you know, that being said, I've been happy on the ice in Antarctica, and I've been happy hiking 200 miles north of the Arctic Circle in the big tundra. So sometimes it's just the sheer beauty of the world around us.
Wow, wonderful. Talk to us a little bit about some of the basic rules of the road. Someone who has been to so many destinations surely has picked up some tips along the way, health, safety. How do you maximize your time away?
Yeah, great question. You know, in the book, I talk about the A to Z of globetrotting, so lots of great tips about traveling. And I also talked to 10 other great world travelers who each gave a set of tips. So the book's chock full of tips for travelers. But if you were to ask me to give some top line, I would say always have a plan B, because plan A's always go awry.
Right.
So think through your plan B. Things happen. Go with the flow, especially in cultures that you're not familiar with, because people are different and cultures are different, so don't wear your hat that you wear at home. Think about other ways that you're going to respond to things that happen in the culture. The other sort of practical things that I would say are, you know, I'm a big believer in carry-on. Pack your bags, take half of the stuff out. I promise you, you'll have a great trip even with half the stuff that's in there. And, you know, carry-on will save time and save a lot of anxiety on the back end. You know, if you travel internationally now, there's a great new program called Global Entry. I got off of an airplane last week or two from an international destination at JFK Airport. I walked up the plane, and literally 12 minutes later, I was outside the airport.
Wow.
Carry-on, Global Entry, right through into customs, and there I was. So think about ways that you can be really efficient as you're going in and out of airports.
And I will totally second that tip on the packing. I remember someone told me years ago, take out half and then take out half again.
Yeah, there you go.
And I try to stick with that. It's hard to do. Okay, many of our listeners, for a variety of reasons, are probably going to keep their globetrotting a bit closer to home, say in the lower 48. So for those folks, what are a few undiscovered gems right in our own backyard?
Well, I've been to 47 states. So I still have the Dakotas and Nebraska to get to. But my place, my favorite place in the whole country is in the Southwest, and particularly New Mexico, and particularly Santa Fe area. But, you know, the great thing about New Mexico is, unlike states like Texas and Arizona that gets a lot of people from the East, New Mexico still has a lot of great wide open spaces, and it's a great mix of cultures and food and the Hispanic culture, the Indian culture, the Anglo culture, all working together. So I like sending people to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I also like sending people to the Bayou down in the Southeast. You know, a lot of people go to New Orleans. The Cajun country outside of New Orleans is really a fascinating part of the world. There's so much to see in the United States. that I completely agree. I mean, you could spend a whole lifetime just traveling around this country and get amazing experiences.
Absolutely right. And one of my favorite anecdotes on New Mexico, the official state question, red or green? Did I scoop you on that
Christmas.
One?
Christmas. Christmas is the answer. You want a mix of red and green.
There you go. Okay, now, as well, for listeners who may not have the luxury of time and being able to take a month or more away, a lot of folks in the U.S. obviously only get a week or two vacation. Say you've got 2 weeks. What do you think would be a good sort of starter globetrotter itinerary for someone?
First time out of the country. You mean?
Yeah.
I always say to people that the easy first-time visit is to the United Kingdom. Fly to London. You know, obviously it's an easy trip from the East Coast, certainly from Pittsburgh. I think there are probably even some nonstop flights from Pittsburgh these days. Obviously, they speak the language. There's a lot of familiarity, lots to do and see in London. You can take side trips to Ireland. You can go up to Scotland, both amazing, amazing countries unto themselves. And you'll feel very comfortable. You'll feel very familiar, and it's a great first step into an international experience.
Awesome. All right. Now, one last question then. Have you spent much time in the Berg lately? How would you rate us as a travel destination? And I know you're a Pitt grad, so thinking back, if you haven't been here lately, what are the undiscovered gems right here in Pittsburgh?
You know, born and raised in Pittsburgh, went to Pitt and graduated and then moved to New York to be in the publishing industry. I have to say that now that I have seen the world, I have such an amazing appreciation for what an incredible city Pittsburgh is. First of all, the people are absolutely amazing, and I meet them all over the place. I pick up that Western Pennsylvania accent no matter where I am. But more importantly, I think it's a great example of a city that has transformed itself in a post-industrial world. And when I come back and I go to the South Side, and my grandparents lived on the South Side, and when I go to along the riverfront in the Monongahela, where there used to be steel mills, and now I see what's there in terms of entertainment complexes and, you know, med centers and all of that, clean rivers, great sports, great culture, great university institutions, great food. I mean, it's really a fantastic, fantastic city. So, you know, when people tell me when they're coming to the States for their first trip, I would say if you want to see a great American city that has gone through, you know, lots of exciting transformation and is a blueprint for, you know, many, many other cities. And I know that Detroit and Buffalo and some of the other big industrial cities look to Pittsburgh for ways in which they can transform. I love coming back to Pittsburgh. As you know, this Saturday, March 23, I'm doing a book signing of this book at Cool Cats in Mount Lebanon on Washington Road, 691 Washington Road. Everyone's welcome. I'll be coming down to see the family and having maybe a shot and a beer on the side.
Well, Michael, in less than 10 minutes, you have won our hearts. Thank you from one newly transplanted burger to a native. It's been a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. Again, the book is The Globetrotter Diaries by Michael Clinton. Thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having me, Lane.
Monday on Essential Pittsburgh, join us for our city council update and sports with Bob Dvorak. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend, everyone.